Tarea 2.
The British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is in Belfast today as he calls for MPs to back his new deal on post-Brexit trading arrangements for Northern Ireland. The agreement removes most checks on goods destined only from Northern Ireland from the rest of the UK and creates new powers for ministers at Stormont to fend off changes to EU regulations. However, the Democratic Unionist Party says it still has concerns and will study the legal text before giving its support. Our political correspondent Helen Catt reports.
Thank you for all the incredible work.
It was a big moment, with big smiles to match. After years of wrangling, a deal with the EU has finally been sealed.
Today's agreement delivers smooth-flowing trade within the whole United Kingdom, protects Northern Ireland's place in our union, and safeguards sovereignty for the people of Northern Ireland.
Yesterday, Rishi Sunak and the President of the EU Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, were in Windsor to announce new trading arrangements for Northern Ireland, which they believe will solve the problems which have been experienced by people and businesses. Under the Windsor framework, goods going to Northern Ireland and staying there would go through a green lane, getting rid of virtually all checks. Rishi Sunak says that would remove any sense of a border in the Irish Sea. There would be a red lane for goods going on to the Republic of Ireland, which would see full checks. Northern Ireland would still follow some EU laws, but a new measure, the Stormont Break, would give the Northern Ireland Assembly a way of saying no to some changes in future. For a Brexit-backing Northern Ireland minister, it was quite a moment.
This is an important moment for me personally, because I can authentically say he's done it. If only everybody will read the text, think seriously about what an amazing achievement this is.
The deal has got the thumbs up from the American President Joe Biden, who called it an essential step to ensuring that the hard-earned peace and progress of the Belfast Good Friday Agreement is preserved and strengthened. But not everyone is so immediately convinced. Crucial to getting Northern Ireland's government up and running again is that the Democratic Unionist Party is happy with the deal. Its opinion is also likely to influence some Conservative MPs, and it says it won't be pushed into a hasty decision.
We will take our time to examine them, to assess what they mean in practice for Northern Ireland and our place within the United Kingdom.
Other influential figures, like the former Prime Minister Boris Johnson, have been staying tight-lipped on their views.
Mr. Johnson, quick word on today.
For Rishi Sunak, who spent 2.5 hours yesterday taking questions in an encouragingly calm House of Commons, the task is to convince waverers that his deal is the right way forward. First stop this morning, Belfast. Later, he's expected to appear before a private meeting of his own backbenchers. The agreement with the EU has been reached, but the work at home has only just started. Helen Catt, BBC News.
Well, let's head to Brussels now and speak to our correspondent, Jessica Parker. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
How has the deal been received where you are?
Well, look, I mean, I would say the atmosphere here in Brussels is a lot quieter than that in the UK. I think a couple of reasons for that. Whilst Brexit and the consequences of Brexit has been on the minds of member states, it's not the top issue here in Brussels. It was probably the top issue yesterday, but already they'll be moving on to other topics. And they will now watch and wait to see if Rishi Sunak can help sell his deal back home, because that is the next obvious step, as Helen was just suggesting there. And another reason I think that you'll hear relative quiet on this side is that the EU wants to help Rishi Sunak sell his deal. So what you might hear is the UK government saying, look at these wins that we've got, these concessions we've got out of the European Union. For example, this block on new EU laws potentially applying to Northern Ireland. I don't think you'll hear the EU shouting from the rooftops that it has retained the role of the European Court of Justice in policing EU laws, something that was a red line here and important to member states. The operation here will be much quieter. That being said, member states who were briefed on the plans yesterday, because they haven't been kept in the loop in terms of the deep technical talks, will be poring over the detail, will be looking through these extensive technical details, as everyone else is, before they reach a final judgment.
And how confident are people that it will be accepted in Northern Ireland, namely by the DUP?
Well, here, to be honest, I wouldn't say they're necessarily confident. Again, they are looking to see what is being said over the coming days and weeks. I think the sense this morning overall, if you look at the political reaction we've had so far, and we were never expecting the Democratic Unionist Party, Northern Ireland's main Unionist Party, to leap immediately as a party to a conclusion. It was always made pretty clear that they would be taking their time to go through the text. But I think what there will be reassurance about is, for example, people like Steve Baker, who was just in that report there, once termed or self-styled Brexit hard man, he's welcomed the deal. And I think that will be taken as a good sign in terms of the acceptance that Rishi Sunak may be able to win from his own Conservative backbenchers. That being said, Anjana, you will remember back from previous Brexit deals that these things can start to fall apart as people examine the details. So it's a little early to reach conclusions just yet on where this is all going.
The British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, is in Belfast today as he calls for MPs to back his new deal on post-Brexit trading arrangements for Northern Ireland. The agreement removes most checks on goods destined only from Northern Ireland from the rest of the UK and creates new powers for ministers at Stormont to fend off changes to EU regulations. However, the Democratic Unionist Party says it still has concerns and will study the legal text before giving its support. Our political correspondent Helen Catt reports.
Thank you for all the incredible work.
It was a big moment, with big smiles to match. After years of wrangling, a deal with the EU has finally been sealed.
Today's agreement delivers smooth-flowing trade within the whole United Kingdom, protects Northern Ireland's place in our union, and safeguards sovereignty for the people of Northern Ireland.
Yesterday, Rishi Sunak and the President of the EU Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, were in Windsor to announce new trading arrangements for Northern Ireland, which they believe will solve the problems which have been experienced by people and businesses. Under the Windsor framework, goods going to Northern Ireland and staying there would go through a green lane, getting rid of virtually all checks. Rishi Sunak says that would remove any sense of a border in the Irish Sea. There would be a red lane for goods going on to the Republic of Ireland, which would see full checks. Northern Ireland would still follow some EU laws, but a new measure, the Stormont Brake, would give the Northern Ireland Assembly a way of saying no to some changes in future. For a Brexit-backing Northern Ireland minister, it was quite a moment.
This is an important moment for me personally, because I can authentically say he's done it. If only everybody will read the text, think seriously about what an amazing achievement this is.
The deal has got the thumbs up from the American President Joe Biden, who called it an essential step to ensuring that the hard-earned peace and progress of the Belfast Good Friday Agreement is preserved and strengthened. But not everyone is so immediately convinced. Crucial to getting Northern Ireland's government up and running again is that the Democratic Unionist Party is happy with the deal. Its opinion is also likely to influence some Conservative MPs, and it says it won't be pushed into a hasty decision.
We will take our time to examine them, to assess what they mean in practice for Northern Ireland and our place within the United Kingdom.
Other influential figures, like the former Prime Minister Boris Johnson, have been staying tight-lipped on their views.
Mr. Johnson, quick word on today.
For Rishi Sunak, who spent 2.5 hours yesterday taking questions in an encouragingly calm House of Commons, the task is to convince waverers that his deal is the right way forward. First stop this morning, Belfast. Later, he's expected to appear before a private meeting of his own backbenchers. The agreement with the EU has been reached, but the work at home has only just started. Helen Catt, BBC News.
Well, let's head to Brussels now and speak to our correspondent, Jessica Parker. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
How has the deal been received where you are?
Well, look, I mean, I would say the atmosphere here in Brussels is a lot quieter than that in the UK. I think a couple of reasons for that. Whilst Brexit and the consequences of Brexit has been on the minds of member states, it's not the top issue here in Brussels. It was probably the top issue yesterday, but already they'll be moving on to other topics. And they will now watch and wait to see if Rishi Sunak can help sell his deal back home, because that is the next obvious step, as Helen was just suggesting there. And another reason I think that you'll hear relative quiet on this side is that the EU wants to help Rishi Sunak sell his deal. So what you might hear is the UK government saying, look at these wins that we've got, these concessions we've got out of the European Union. For example, this block on new EU laws potentially applying to Northern Ireland. I don't think you'll hear the EU shouting from the rooftops that it has retained the role of the European Court of Justice in policing EU laws, something that was a red line here and important to member states. The operation here will be much quieter. That being said, member states who were briefed on the plans yesterday, because they haven't been kept in the loop in terms of the deep technical talks, will be poring over the detail, will be looking through these extensive technical details, as everyone else is, before they reach a final judgment.
And how confident are people that it will be accepted in Northern Ireland, namely by the DUP?
Well, here, to be honest, I wouldn't say they're necessarily confident. Again, they are looking to see what is being said over the coming days and weeks. I think the sense this morning overall, if you look at the political reaction we've had so far, and we were never expecting the Democratic Unionist Party, Northern Ireland's main unionist party, to leap immediately as a party to a conclusion. It was always made pretty clear that they would be taking their time to go through the text. But I think what there will be reassurance about is, for example, people like Steve Baker, who was just in that report there, once termed or self-styled Brexit hard man, he's welcomed the deal. And I think that will be taken as a good sign in terms of the acceptance that Rishi Sunak may be able to win from his own Conservative backbenchers. That being said, Anjana, you will remember back from previous Brexit deals that these things can start to fall apart as people examine the details. So it's a little early to reach conclusions just yet on where this is all going.